Welcome to a room with a couple of legends. We've lost our man on the road. We've lost Tim.
Do you blame him after his tipping of late?
Yeah.
You've really just got to give yourself a slap up the chops and disappear under a rock somewhere, and he's done that.
Okay. All right. A lot of sympathy from Pete this morning. Let's have a quick listen to the final round of the Home and Away, what we predicted last week.
Last time on Lock It In.
Say someone like the Cronulla Sharks to beat the Storm.
Well, that would be big, yes.
It would be. But look, I'm going to go to tonight's game to get the pain out of the way and go the Raiders over the Chooks. They were rorted. Rorted.
Locking in the Roosters against the Raiders, but I'm not putting any beer on this piece.
Very quickly, working on the same theory that I wouldn't let you take Penrith over Parramatta.
You can't take Canberra.
No, I wasn't going to. But can I have St George over South Sydney? St George Illawarra, hang your heads in shame. You had every reason to win that game against South Sydney. Did nothing for 70 minutes and then all of a sudden decided to play a little bit of football.
Look, I'm not too worried about the Dragons there. I mean, let's have a look at the Bulldogs. You got off them.
Obviously,
you had thrown on way too much weight over previous rounds. And look what they did to the Tigers.
I should have known. There were Tigers. The Tigers. I could have relied on them. And what about that? Tim's not here. He can't even bask in the glow of actually getting a tip right finally.
Good.
All right, so now we're into the first round of the finals. Four games this weekend, Pete. I tell you what, to make it interesting, you go two and I'll go two.
All right.
So well, what's your first?
Okay, first game I really want to look at, because I think the first game between Storm and Sea Eagles is a pretty easy game. So Roosters-Titans, the Titans are going to fly the Queensland flag. Dick?
What are you saying?
They're going to win. They're going to beat the Roosters.
The Gold Coast Titans are going to beat the Roosters.
Did you see them play last week?
Yeah, they played the Warriors.
Yeah, but that's all right. They
and
were
not
fire.
All of the Warriors. There was only 10 of them on the field at one point.
They didn't score many points in that period either.
Yeah, ironically. They scored plenty on either side of it, though.
And listen.
So that's your first one. You pick the Titans all right, to take the Roosters.
Okay, yeah.
My first one, I'm going to pick Manly to beat the Storm, because I think Tom Trbojevic, he's in 2009 Jared Hayne form. He can do nothing wrong and with a little bit of space. And I don't think Melbourne have been terribly convincing recently.
They haven't been real convincing, that's for sure. And it is a game I tossed and turned on. Mm. But look, Turbo can't keep playing like he's in the under-10s.
Well, I think he can, because the others look like they're the under-6s.
It's absolutely crazy.
All right, so I'm locking in Manly for tomorrow night. That's at 8 p.m. You've locked in the Titans, so pick one.
I was going to the Parramatta and Knights game, and Parramatta fans, you're about to take a holiday because the Knights are going to do it to you.
We're going to get more hate mail about us digging into Parramatta. For my benefit, I think Parramatta can win that one.
Really?
Mainly because I think the Knights can lose it. I also think like those two teams are so very close. If one of them doesn't turn up with the right attitude, they're out. They're gone for the year.
Two Saifidi boys back up front for the Knights. Ponga has been playing some good football of late, which is good to see. They're using him the way they should be, not only just as a fullback, but as an extra pair of hands, like a half.
Yep. I agree. Yeah, but
Bang.
The Knights last week got beaten by the Broncos and shouldn't have been that close. Also, 2 weeks ago, Parramatta torched Melbourne like they haven't been torched in a long time.
Yeah. And Parramatta, that was their grand final.
Okay.
They've done it.
Well, if that's the case, then you left me with the Panthers and the Bunnies. And as much as I would like to get up your nose about that one, no Latrell Mitchell means South will be playing 2 weeks in a row. Panthers should probably win that one. It's not going to be a flogging, but I reckon maybe by about 8 to 10 points.
Yeah, look, I expect it to be fairly close, but the Panthers to get the chockies.
All right, that's it. We'll see how we go. Good luck to your teams in the first week of the finals. We'll have to give Tim a call and find out where he got to.
Yeah, hiding. Come out of hiding, Timmy.